So guys, you've been listening to us for a little bit now, and we're so grateful for you. And we thought this would be the perfect time for you to actually get to know your host. Believe it or not, I know this is going to completely shock you. We are not NFT specialists and have been doing this with our lives. When we say we're newbies, we truly are. We have a whole life and family behind the scenes, and we want to share that with you today.
Look, are you interested in investing or collecting NFTs, but are overwhelmed with all the information? Heather and I, we're true NFT newbies. We're going to break it down as we're learning, as we wander unafraid into the world of digital art.
Listen, y'all, we're going to cure you of your FOMO, mildly educate you, and give our unqualified opinions, and hopefully have a lot of laughs along the way.
What is up, everyone? We are just like grateful, thankful,
he's
humbled.
Just saying that because it's Thanksgiving. Saying that because it's Thanksgiving.
No, it's not, right? It's not. It's just the right time to thank people. Although I think we try and get to you guys as much as possible, but this support and everything you guys have been, the feedback you've been giving us, except the douche
you've
who
let that
wrote,
go.
You know,
you've
that
got
bad
to
review.
Let that go. You have
I
to.
I can't let it go. But we are so thankful for you. The messages from the college students asking for input, the moms who've been sending us in saying, hey, I bought my first NFT. The gentleman who's like, hey, you know, like, this is exactly what I needed to just think creatively. We thank you deeply, deeply, deeply. The show is going to go in very special places, including a YouTube channel that we have no idea how we're going to handle, but we're going to do it and make sure that you could see us as well as hear us. But Heather, we were saying just before we started recording, this is probably a good opportunity to not only say thank you, but to let people in on us a little bit. And, you know, do you want to go or do you want me to go and just give people a quick rundown?
Rich and I both have businesses. We're content creators. We're family people. Got some awesome girls. We got a bunch of girls. And, you know, it's been I know, Rich, you could probably attest to this. It's been a journey and a ride for everybody involved in our lives, this NFT space, like our spouses and our kids and our teams, and figuring out, you know, how to make space for this. And just a little bit of background on me, I'll give a very high level version. Again, I'm not an NFT expert here. I'm overwhelmed just as much as you guys are. When you guys send us DMs and talk about, you know, like there's so much information and all that, there is. And Rich and I, we're clearing space in our calendar and our space, not only for the show, but because we really believe in where this space is going. But this is in our background. I was a mental health therapist and left that field about 4 years ago to venture off into the online space because I believe in the power of content and connecting with people online and the impact that we can make in this world. Because I know my life was greatly impacted by content creators, people who were putting out podcasts and videos and stuff. I was in a really kind of dark place at one point in my life, and strangers who I didn't know got on microphones and made videos and said things to me that I hadn't really thought about before or heard. And it changed my life. So I was like, I know that's what I want to do. I want to enter on into this space. And so I reluctantly, and I would say reluctantly, it was really, really hard leaving my career to venture off into the online space. But that's kind of high level overview of what I do. I work completely online. I have two little girls who are awesome. I have the most patient husband in the world. If you can get a vibe of like how I am and how Rich is, Ron and Rich's energies are very similar. And imagine being married to one of us. Like, it's a wild ass ride. So Brian, my husband, we've been married for 10 years. And I remember when he asked me to marry him, he said, you know, I want to marry you. And I said, no, you don't. I promise you, you do not, because this gal is wild as hell and like going to be doing some crazy stuff. He goes, I know, that's why I like you. And then now 10 years later, he's like, you're all over the place. I'm like, I told you. So we have a really, really great, you know, relationship, and I'm super grateful for him and his support with this, but that's super high level with me. I'm a very hyper kind of person, big picture, but I also really love solitude and being alone. So I spend a lot of time running. I spend a lot of time outside, and I'm very meditative. Yeah. So I journal a whole lot and read a lot and really care about big picture things out in the world. I think a lot about like I'm spiritual and all that stuff. So that's really who Heather is. And this NFT thing's very, very new.
Hey y'all, we're gonna take a really fast break to tell you about our friends over at Based Fish Mafia. Listen, these guys, this collection, this team, this community is the perfect gateway drug into all things NFTs. They are so invested in the newbie community for several reasons. First of all, their floor price of their project is super low, so it's way more accessible for most people. You can purchase their collection on OpenSea, you know, the way that we've been talking about, but also too, if that makes you nervous, you can go over to Nifty Gateway. And did you know you could use your credit card over there with like regular monies? That's right. I'm in their Discord and they are heavily invested in the education of NFT newbies, which is so cool because they always put community first. That's what they pride themselves on. You know what's really cool? Cameron Winklevoss owns a fish too. And that was purely organic. So you're in good company. Check out our friends over at Base Fish Mafia. Everything is linked up in the show notes. Let's get back to this.
Rich, your turn. Who are you?
I'm a guy who doesn't like to settle and a guy who believes there's always more, which is why this podcast has been an incredible adventure and why I said there's more. It's like, okay, got a business, I co-founded another business, got this, we're going to start a YouTube channel. There's always more. And it's always in the search of making life as just incredible as possible. Some of that comes from spending a career in the military and in the Marine Corps and, you know, doing amazing things, but also having a lot of bad things happen to people around me, you know? So I take life really seriously. And after I retired, I went to Amazon and I was like, this fucking sucks balls. This is shit. Like, I cannot live this life. And just like Heather, and it was Gary Vee who kind of snapped me out of it. I told him the very first time I met him, I was like, it's like lightning struck once I started binging your content. And I snapped out of it and I said, I'm going to do my thing. I started creating. I had no idea what I was doing. Now I have a video production company, a podcast production company, a pretty good LinkedIn channel or LinkedIn page, or make a lot of content and have awesome, incredible creator friends like Heather, which just makes it, you know, a possibility to just monetize, support myself, support my family, support teams, give people gainful employment by doing fun ass shit, including NFTs and investing in NFTs. And Heather said it, and I am the same. Don't for a second think we are all day, all night, on Discord channels, on Twitter, on Instagram, researching. We can't. Yes, I'm a girl dad. She's a girl mom. Like, we have responsibilities.
Full-time businesses.
This is, right. And this is not playtime, right? Like, although this is very fun for us, it's also not playtime. We have to carve out the right time for it, and we have to carve out the time to support you guys, which is incredibly important for us because we know exactly how you feel. Like, we promise you, we know exactly how you feel. And that's why we want to kind of step it up and make sure we're always in a place to break down the things that you need the most.
I want to say with that, talking about all the stuff we have, you know, going on, I think any of you listening can attest to that. There's a lot going on in your life, but that doesn't mean that you can't carve out a space for you in this world and make some really interesting progress, because even a little bit of time, and we want it to be more, y'all, like we talk about it all the time, man, we just wish we had more time to invest in this and research and hang out and, you know, get to know people and all that stuff. We desperately want that. But even with the little bit of time that we have been able to give, the return has been so amazing and we've been able to do quite a bit. And so even if you can only give, you know, 30 minutes here or there, $100 here or there or whatever, we're not financial advisors are not telling you to spend $100, but even the little bit you can do is enough. And I know in a lot of spaces, you feel like you aren't enough or what you can give is enough. It can be. And so I hope that encourages you, that we're making big strides with less time than we wish we had. Yeah.
100. Like, I think there's people who we know who are like beyond All in the NFT and crypto world who are making content and producing content and have nowhere near these gains. And this isn't a one-up type situation. What I'm saying is it is absolutely completely possible to just divert or allow a bunch of your attention to be scheduled to record some episodes with some awesome people in the NFT world, or it just be Heather and I riffing and it still actually do something for you. And it's the same thing in here, like whether it's investing or just learning about it, like don't think that it's like reading 10 pages a day. Like you might set out to read 10 books a month or 10 books in a year, but if you just read 10 pages a day, that might actually be 100%. 20 books that you read.
The compound effect.
You know
effect.
What I'm saying? So little incremental stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about. That's that Heather and I, like she's right about the energy. Like, I don't know how my wife deals with it either. She's an Army veteran, by the way. So really awesome. But she is the complete opposite of me. And thank goodness she is, because she said to me, actually, it's funny. She said to me, I don't know why this came to mind, but she's like, it'll never be boring and it'll always be an adventure.
Oh, that sounds like Brian. That's something Brian would say. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling you. I think our spouses would like super kick it and like have stories to tell each other.
Yeah, man. I can't. It's going to be fun when we all meet in person together. But I think that's it.
No, I have one last thing. So we have two last things.
Okay. You will take us home then, because my last thing is the pod deck. That is nonsense.
Okay, focus. Oh, yeah. Your turn. Go.
That is true. Here's the last thing I wanted to say. I forgot.
What a buildup. While you think. For me, the last thing is I keep reminding myself, Rich and I, we are still newbies. And to be proud of that, to own it, to not be ashamed of that, to not feel whatever about it. We're with you. We're newbies too. It's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, in the online space, I think in life in general, we always want to be perceived as something bigger or better than maybe where we are necessarily, and really getting comfortable with asking questions and taking a big humility pill of getting in people's DMs, asking and making yourself a student. I think students will win at this game, and getting really comfortable with being a student, and our time of being an expert one day will come. And if it doesn't, that's fine, because the gains of just being a newbie is totally cool. So spread the word, y'all. Newbies are fire. What do you got, Rich? We should have ended with me, because that was a good speech.
It was a good one. We got to do the pod deck now.
We'll both answer it because we have time.
Here we go. What's the most creative excuse to get out of doing something you didn't want to do?
Rich.
I
feel like I'm going to tell myself, and this is, I have a really bad story. So it's like,
oof. Here's what I will say. For the longest time, when I was in the Marines, anytime we had to go to this one place called 29 Palms, this shitty, godforsaken place that resembles Afghanistan, like unbelievably well. Like I'm just saying, like the environment, it was a really good training environment, but there was nothing there. It was super awful. Because I was a creature comfort type of guy, I literally would find a way to get out of it, and I would say the most outlandish shit. Until the point one of my exos is like,
kicked you out,
and I was like, damn.
So they like removed you because you were saying crazy things?
They didn't remove me. No.
I think come on.
I would skip the exercise. I would be able to get out of the exercises until I didn't. And then I just had to go deal with it. But look, this is a good point. When you're doing something you don't necessarily want to do, that's when you kind of get in that weird place where you're willing to like sacrifice your integrity and get creative to get out of things. When you're doing the things you want, I don't need an excuse to get out of recording this for you guys on Thanksgiving, because this is important to us. Like, you don't shy away from all the uphill stuff, because all success is uphill. So anyway, that was a lesson I learned. I only get creative and do weird, crazy, nonsensical, lying ass bullshit when I'm doing something that madly in love with.
And that's just the thing, because I was thinking, when I was younger, when I was in high school, early 20s, and maybe this is a normal thing for kids that age, I don't know. I was so afraid to just be honest about things I didn't want to do or whatever. I mean, I did some stupid 100%. Stuff. That's why I'm hesitant even telling you all the horrible things I did. I'll tell you one, and this isn't even the worst one, okay? And this is so embarrassing. But I remember being in my 19, 20 years old or whatever, and there was some event that I really wanted, I didn't want to go to. I had a really abusive boyfriend at the time, and there was a whole situation there where he was really pressuring me about something, and I was just kind of really sad now that I'm thinking about it. But I remember not wanting to go to this event, so I literally like made myself trip downstairs to twist my ankle so I couldn't go. And I literally did that. Now that's pathetic and sad and horrible, but to your point, you know what I mean? Like what the issue, it's not creative. That's so morbid, but the it's so sad looking back on it because I didn't know who I was, and I would rather hurt myself or put myself in an uncomfortable situation than be willing to tell somebody no or to stand up for myself. And I know that's partially an age thing, partially being in a really bad relationship, et cetera, but getting so comfortable in your skin where it's okay to say no and set boundaries because you're a human being, right? Like you create your own life. And now that I'm 35 and old, I know that. But at the time I fell downstairs. 35 yeah, and old. Yeah. Well, I can't believe I shared that. That's so embarrassing.
It's crazy. This is exactly why I wanted to do this. So this is not going to be what our episodes are like, of course, but now you have some insight onto who we are, what we're about, how we roll, how we operate, and how much of service we want to be. Like, no shit. Like, we want to be of service. So please keep the emails coming. NFTsfornewbies@gmail.com. We're NFTs for Newbies on Instagram. You know, the Twitter machine where you can find us there.
Check out our YouTube channel. Thank you, Heather. You got our YouTube else? Channel is now live and linked up in the show notes. So we're venturing off into some new territory there. So be some of our first people over there. We'd love to see you guys.